Good morning. Journey to the source. Journeying to the source. Journey to the source. It was just after sunrise, and Iramaya dived into the cool, clear waters of the big pool on the Arahura River. The water was cold, and it quickly shook him and woke him. It physically woke him, and it woke him in another way too. For the previous 3 days, he had been sitting on the banks of this large, powerful, sacred river of his people, and he had been dreaming. He had been dreaming of a green stone, Ponamu, the sacred stone of his people, the green crystal, the healing crystal, the beautiful stone that his people carved and used for tools. In his dream, he saw the stone as a beautiful fish. So as he swam through the pool, he was not casting his eye around randomly looking for a green stone. He knew what he was looking for. He knew his green stone from the dream sat next to a large boulder sitting on top of a flat stone. And there he saw it. Quickly he picked it up and rose to the surface and sat on the bank looking at his beautiful green stone. It was shaped like a fish, long and thin, with a dorsal fin on its back and a tail. Also in his dream, he had remembered that he would journey to the source of this river, the mighty Arahura River. Journey to the source with the stone that he had just retrieved. For the stone was of the river, but it had started in the mountains. It was formed by great heat and pressure in the mountains. It had then moved into the river and had been carried down the river, being washed and its magic polished and revealed. Iramaya had a heavy heart as well, and somehow he felt by taking the stone, this healing stone, to the source, somehow it would lift his heavy heart. And so he spent several days preparing for his journey, for no one he knew had ever been to the source of the Arahura. And he did not know what he would encounter on his way. He prepared himself by weaving flax, the fibrous plant that grew locally and abundantly. He made this flax into sandals. And he dried eels, he caught eels and dried them and placed them in a kete, a basket that he also wove from the flax. And when he was prepared, he set off. There was a traveler's path that went from the coast where he lived up over the mountains to a land on the other side of the mountains to another coast. And this trail followed the mighty Arahura for part of its way. And so he walked up this trail. And he walked until he came to a point where the trail left the river. And at this point, he knew his adventure was truly beginning. Just then, a traveller came along, a portly, rotund man with a horse carrying supplies. "Excuse me, sir," said Iramaya. "I'm heading to the source of the Arahura. Can you give me an idea where that is?" "Certainly," he said. "You turn around 180 degrees and you walk down where you have come from, back to your village." "Ha ha ha ha," he said as he wandered off. "The source of the Arahura. Ha 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 ha." No one's ever been there. Go home, young man, go home. But Eremiah was not deterred. He set off down the hill from the trail to the river. He wandered along the river and came to a large waterfall. It was very intimidating, and he could not see any way around it. It was like a huge scarp, a huge cliff which stretched across the valley, providing no way around. He thought he saw a small trail leading up across on the other side of the river, and so he stepped into the river to try and cross it. But the river was too strong and it carried him away, sweeping him down the river and back onto the bank. He decided to head back up to the trail and sit there for a while. So this is what he did. And as he arrived, sitting there, dripping, another man came along, another traveller. This man had smiling, happy eyes. And he looked down at Eremiah and he said, "You have been in the Arahura, young man." And Eremiah said, "Yes, I'm seeking the source. Have you been to the source?" "I have," said the man. "How do you get there? How do you get round the waterfall?" "When I went to the source," said the man, "I climbed the waterfall." "Really?" said Eremiah. "Thank you." He headed back down to the river and looked at the waterfall. He started to climb it, but quickly realized it was not his way. He came back down and sat on the bank. All of a sudden, he saw a possum to the right. He was surprised because possums are not normally out and about during the day. And as he looked at the possum headed off into the trees, into the forest. And Eremiah noticed a slight trail. So he quickly followed the possum, and the possum bounded along the track, moving maybe 15 or 20 feet, and then stopping and looking back to see if Eremiah was following. Eremiah was. And this carried on for a couple of hours. And Eremiah realized that he was gradually climbing up through, like a secret pathway, a secret passage up above the waterfall. And he eventually arrived at the top of the waterfall. And he was out of the trees, and he wandered along. And all of a sudden, he realized the stream was no longer there. And he wasn't sure which way to continue. And he sat for a quiet moment. And he listened. And as he quietened himself down, he heard a gentle rumble. And he realized that the stream had gone underground. It was still there. And as he was very silent, he realized he could find the way. So he continued quietly walking. And he continued to do this. And then he sensed he was close to the source. But the cloud came in, and he could not see where he was placing his feet. And he said to himself, "I know I am close to the source. I know I can find my way through these rocks." And as he said this, the cloud cleared, just enough for him to find his way. And as he listened and saw, he continued on. Eventually he arrived, in a short time, at a beautiful lake. It was surreal. The mist perched on its banks, on its shore all the way around, and quietly danced across the water. Around the sides he could see sheer rock walls and the cloud above that. He knew he was at the source. There was something magical about this place. He took out the stone, his fish, the ponamu, And together he walked into the lake and dove down into the water. He was returning the Ponamu to this lake, and as he swam in the waters, he felt himself weightless, as though he had no body at all, as though he merged with the water and the lake. And he merged too with the stone, for the stone was no longer in his hands. He returned to the surface. He cast his eye up. He was suddenly aware of the five beautiful, big, strong, smiling peaks that surrounded the lake, like guardians, like elders of the sacred place. And above that, there was blue sky. It was like Shangri-La, and it was peace. And he all of a sudden found himself out linking arms with these five large mountains, guardians of the lake, forming a complete circle, for he stood apart, he stood above the exit of the lake, the beginning of the Arahura River. And he looked above that, and there was an eagle flying, and suddenly he was with the eagle flying as well. And he soared, and he soared, and he flew down to the coast, to the village where he had come from. And he saw his family, and he saw his friends. And then he returned to the lake, and he returned to the shore. And he grabbed his sandals, and he walked back down the trail, because it was fun to walk downhill. And the things that he saw now along the trail were different from the things he'd seen on the way up. And he had been to the source, and he returned home, taking the source with him, for he was the source. And so it is with the journey to the source. And so it is in the journey to the source.